Hey everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary. We have a term for you called pull back dolly. Now pull is spelled P-U-L-L. That means you pull something back, okay? And of course B-A-C-K is back. So you pull it back. And then dolly. Dolly is a hard word to remember because really what it means is it's a cart, okay? It's like a little cart. It's like a car. It has four wheels, etc. And depending upon how smooth the ground is what defines you putting the cart on. Now, if the floor is not very smooth, you put tracks on it, okay? Like a railroad track or a train. You put the tracks on, you put the dolly on top, and the camera goes on top of the dolly. Now, the purpose of that is that you can move the camera, so when you have a pullback shot of some sort, okay? You're trying to pull back with using the camera, you have a pullback dolly, which is the actual thing that you use to have the shot. Now, why do we do that? Well, you want to have a dramatic effect with it, some sort of idea, some sort of effect. What you want to do is to tell a story. And so the pullback track gives you some sort of effect that you're wanting in your story. Okay? Coming up, American Slang. Hey, 大家好, this is Action English, I'm Duran. 今天我们要学习的原点呢, 是来自于电影 Proof of Life, 那翻译成叫生命的证据。 这个电影是一个浪漫的, 惊险电影。 它的女主角呢, 就是那个叫 甜心之称的 Meg Ryan, 看过西雅图不眠夜吗? 就是那个人。 好了, 这个 Meg Ryan 呢, 他讲话的语速很快, 所以 听他说话的时候是个挑战，竖起你的耳朵，集中你的精神，一起来试一试，一起看片段。
You really want to put me at a table full of oil and hickory?
Well, they're big boys. I think they can stand up to a little hippie like me.
Can I tell them what I think of this?
No, Mike, if you really want to skip it.
No, I'll go. I'll be there. I will. And I'll be on my best behavior.
Great. Thank you, Alice. I mean it.
It's time for American Slam. 来看看今天的美国俚语要教给你什么。好，来看这个句子。 这个句子叫 I'll be on my best behavior.
And I'll be on my best behavior.
好，这个词组叫 on one's behavior. This phrase means to behave perfectly. 好，那么翻译成中文呢，就是我们讲的你的行为举止要规矩，要得体。一般的这个词组叫 on one's behavior. 大部分的场景是这个大人教育他们的孩子要守规矩，要乖一点，叫 on one's best behavior. 如果是大人之间，用在大人身上呢，也是表示行为举止呢应该规矩一点的意思，不过有一点幽默的味道，有一点幽默和调侃。好了，那么来看这个例句，怎么把这个词组呢使用出来？好，注意了，第一个，She had too much to drink. She wasn't on her best behavior. 还记不记得我们讲过这个喝酒的问题？那么我用了一个女的她，我说她喝的太多了，喝一点可以，但是她 too much 喝的太多，好像不太乖，行为举止有点不好了。所以我用了一个叫 She wasn't on her best behavior. 好，我们再来看一个句子。我有一个侄子，外甥，记不记得这个单词叫 nephew？ 他的名字叫 Andy。 那么 Andy 呢？我的这个外甥呢，想让我带他去这个动物园，动物园叫 zoo。 好了，那么我就会用出这个词组来跟他讲。听好了，我可以说 I told him he would have to be on his best behavior all day if he wanted to go to the zoo tomorrow。 那么翻译成中文就是，我跟他说，如果明天想去动物园，那没问题，但是今天你要表现得好，叫 on his best behavior.
You really want to put me at a table full of oil and hickory?
Well, they're big boys. I think they can stand up to a little hippie like you.
Can I tell them what I think of this?
No, Mike, if you really want to skip it.
No, I'll go. I'll be there. I will. And I'll be on my best behavior.
Great. Thank you, Alice. I mean it.
Hey, 欢迎来到经典对白。
在下面这个片段里面呢，有这个 Matt Ryan 出演的女主角 Alice 和她的丈夫一起来到了一个大的晚宴。哎，这个晚宴啊，可谓是歌舞升平，好不热闹。可不知为什么，她丈夫的心情并不愉快。我们怎么知道的？你来听一听她丈夫和她同事之间的谈话，你就明白了。一起看片段。
Where the hell have you been?
I've been trying to build a dam.
You got a big head up every now and then. Take a look around. You're building a charity water project. And as far as the company's concerned, you're none but humanitarian window dressing. Bart Carbon came down here looking for a lucky break, and we got nailed. We got a $1 billion pipeline helping to spit out a gallon yet. Oil prices are going through the roof. We can't take advantage of it. You know, Marcy closed today. Quad carbon stock down 10. The vultures are circling.
Which vultures in Houston?
You talked to them. That only one thing bad enough to come down here and get this thing on track.
好，来看这个片段里面第一个原点，这个句子叫 You're nothing but humanitarian window dressing.
As far as the company's concerned, you're none but humanitarian window dressing.
我们要教给你的这个词是最后一个叫 window dressing. This phrase is used to describe attempts to change the image of a person, a company, or a situation. 你看这个词组是很形象的。Window 你应该知道吧？啊，窗户的意思。Dressing 是裙子，给这个窗户穿上裙子，它的隐含意应该是表示 window dressing。它的意思是表示为了装饰门面，用装饰门面的手段来达到吸引别人的目的，装装样子罢了，是表示这个含义。看来有一点贬义，而装装样子去给别人一种感觉他不错，他怎么怎么样，事实上可能不是这样的。好了，解释的有点抽象，来看例子。第一个， Those politicians talk aboutimproving our society, but they're just window dressing. They really only care about making money. 好，来看这个 window dressing 用出来，句子的意思是，这些 politician 是政客，搞政治的人，这些政客，嘴上说着他们要为社会造福，要改善我们的社会，他们只是装装样子，装装门面，实际上他们在意的就是挣钱。好了， they're just window dressing. 好了，来看第二个例子。She, my friend, she was telling me how much she had changed. But I think it's just window dressing. And your niece, she's the same. 这句话的意思是，我一个女朋友，一个朋友，她跟我讲，她改变了很多。可是我知道，这只是表面上的。实际内心深处，本质上他还是原来的他。好了，这个词记住了吗？叫 window dressing.
As far as the company's concerned, you're none but humanitarian window dressing. Bart Carbon came down here looking for a lucky break, and we got nailed.
好，我们来看下面这个句子。这个句子叫 we got nailed.
Bart Carbon came down here looking for a lucky break, and we got nailed.
To get nailed means to get heavily punished or get into a lot of trouble. 很形象，也是一个很形象的短语，这个 nail N-A-I-L 它的本意是钉子的意思。如果说 get nailed， 你被钉子钉住了，它的言下之意是你陷入大麻烦了。还有一个意思就表示，如果你做了错事，我拿钉子钉你，表示我要重罚你。所以这个词组 get nailed 两个意思，一个是陷入大麻烦，一个是重罚，受到重罚。好，我们来看第一个例子。They got nailed on that deal. We said they should have made a lot of money. 这句话的意思是，他们原本应该挣很多钱，结果却遇到了个大麻烦。遇到个大麻烦， They got nailed. 在什么领域？在那个交易里面， on that deal. 好，来看第二个例子。The headmaster caught me smoking and absolutely nailed me. 好，我们用那个 nail 当动词，这个句子的意思是校长在我抽烟的时候把我擒住了， 表示这个过去式原形是 catch somebody， 这里面用的过去式 caught， 看到谁，抓住谁正在做什么事情，叫 catch somebody doing。 所以这个句子我用的是 the headmaster caught me smoking， 然后怎么样，然后他就要重重的惩罚我，叫 absolutely nailed me。 我们用的动词形式 nail 加 ed。 好，这个短语记住了吗？
Where the hell are you then?
I've been trying to build a dam.
You gotta pick your head up every now and then. Take a look around. You're building a charity water project, and as far as the company's concerned, you're none but humanitarian window dressing. What carbon came down here looking for a lucky break, and we got nailed. We got a $1 billion pipeline having spit out a gallon yet. Oil prices are going through the roof. We can't take advantage of it. No market closed today. Quad carbon stock down 10. The vultures are circling.
Which vultures in Houston?
You talk to them. They're the only ones big and bad enough to come down here and get this thing on track.
好了，又到了 review 的时候。我们今天一共学过了三个点。来，帮你温习一下。第一个，我们学了一个短语，这个大人经常跟孩子说，你要行为怎么样，要乖，对不对？那个短语跟 behavior 有关系，叫 on one's best behavior。One more time, on one's best behavior。好，接下去我们学了一个短语，跟那个窗户裙子有关系的，它是形容一种做法，表示把门面装修得很漂亮，把花色得很漂亮，实际上他们的内心不是这样的，用来吸引别人的一种技巧和手段，一种花招，那个词叫 window dressing。 window dressing， 这帮家伙是假的，他们的内心不是这样的， they are just window dressing。 好了，最后一个点我们刚刚讲过，跟钉子有关系的，他陷入大麻烦，叫 he got nailed， 他可以当动词用，惩罚谁，对不对？He nailed me。 好了，别走开，下面是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Action English. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song called Yes, We Can. Let's find out. Now's the time for all good men to get together with one another. We got to iron out our problems. Now when you iron something, you iron clothes, maybe there's lots of wrinkles in it, and you iron it out, you smooth it so it's all pretty and smooth. That's a phrase you can use to talk about problems. If you have a problem with your friend, you say, you know what? We need to iron out our problems. We need to fix them. Fix the problems, make them go away. Iron out our quarrels. Quarrels are arguments, fights. So if you argue with your friend, that's a quarrel. You quarrel with your friend. And they're saying we need to fix our problems, fix our fights, end them, make them better. And try to live as brothers. To live as brothers means to live in peace. Live like one family. You're my brother, I'm your sister, and we're all one family. There's no reason to fight. There's no reason for any of that trouble. So it's a very positive song. It says, yes, we can. We can be like brothers and sisters. We can be a family and fix all of our problems. So it's a very positive song. Let's listen to it. We got to iron out our problems and iron out our quarrels and try to live as brothers. We try to find peaceful things without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Remember, you all have mothers. We gotta make this mess, gotta laugh in the world in which we live. We gotta help each man be a better man.